by minority rights group International suggest that ineffective regulation of online content cultivates an environment in which hate speech against minorities thrives and multiplies. In Iraq, the internet is among the least regulated cyberspaces in the world. The lack of cyber hate legislation has allowed religious and ethnic tensions to manifest in hate speech online with impunity. This has contributed towards offline discrimination and violent attacks against minorities and women, and poses a serious threat to the country's fragile social fabric. MRG is equally concerned that in many states, including Nigeria and Pakistan, attempts have been made to pass hate speech laws which would seriously compromise freedom of expression. Meanwhile, social media platforms use algorithms that filter content to match and reinforce opinions that users already hold, thereby providing hate speech users a sense of validation and community in their message. This then results in entrenched polarization, which amplifies the marginalization of minorities. When social media and internet company moderation fails to protect vulnerable groups, as in India, Myanmar, and Pakistan, this can also spiral into violence offline. Many social media companies are aware of these dangers, but have yet to uphold international due diligence standards as defined by the UN's Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights. MRG recommends the following. Governments should adopt and implement anti-hate speech legislation that encourages and requires human rights due diligence by social media companies without stifling freedom of expression. Social media platforms should invest in far more resources in content moderation. This includes regular human rights impact assessments and sufficient recruitment of qualified content moderators appropriately trained to address hate speech targeting vulnerable groups. Transparent protocols should be drawn up in consultation with affected minority communities and other vulnerable groups. I thank you.